Oh, they fit in well. I mean, they addressed the needs that we had coming into the season. They've all three got pretty good minutes. You know, Nate and Kennedy especially have got a lot of minutes, so a lot of experience in this early non-conference season, so that, you know, getting thrown into the fire during ACC play shouldn't be as much of a problem. And we're going to need them. They give us a lot of depth, and they address needs in positions of need. You know, another backcourt player, you know, we're thin on the backcourt. And then Kennedy gives us a rebounding presence. So we definitely need him. And then Isaiah obviously brings us energy and athleticism off the bench. As he gets more time, he's going to be more comfortable.
What is it about whoever starts at five, you think, since Charles?
That's been weird. You know, Coach kind of made fun of Bryce. He had a couple bad games in a row. He played better tonight, got back in double figures. And then Kennedy gets the start. I guess he might have had some jitters or something. The first pass just bounced right off his chest. So, it happens. He's a little nervous, but it's kind of weird. It's three or four games in a row, but you know, they're doing a good job.
So on the second wave, the start you guys had tonight, obviously not what you wanted to have tonight.
No, I mean, we didn't start great. We were playing good defense. Got beat on the boards a little bit, but, you know, we worked on traps a lot in practice. And when we started doing those correctly, you know, we really opened the game up. I think that's going to be a useful tool for us coming ACC play.
What is the difference when this team plays sluggishly and then in other games where the attention is there, the intensity is up? Can you sense a difference, you know, going into games?
Yeah, I mean, the attention and intensity was there today, I think, for the most part. We just couldn't get anything to go. You know, we were throwing the ball away and, you know, just couldn't make some shots that we usually make. But you know, like I said, we held our defensive points per possession was, you know, below what we even expected to be. So that was good. We just, you know, we kind of had a funk in the first half. And then obviously we exploded in the second half and we were able to, you know, get some steals.
The ACC season coming up now for you guys. You know, the appetizer, now it's the main course for you guys. Is that exciting?
It's very exciting. You know, I remember being nervous for it as a freshman last year, not knowing what to expect. Everyone tells you the intensity is different. It's crazy. It's different. And then you don't really know until it hits you. But now that I've been through it one time, I'm really excited to start playing teams that are already familiar with us. And, you know, just the competition level is great in our league.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
He was disappointed in our offense. He wanted us to move the ball more. We were taking some quick, ill-advised shots, throwing the ball away. We had 9 turnovers. So he wasn't happy about that. But I mean, he also wasn't happy that we gave up 11 second chance points. But it wasn't a matter of us not playing hard. So it wasn't really much he could say other than, you know, be more patient on offense, get the shot that we all want. You know, if you're not open, don't shoot it. Move it. Give the defense a chance to make a mistake. And then we did that in the second half.
Can you talk a little bit, maybe, about Nate Briggs? He's got 13 games now under his belt. You know, talk about a little bit what he's been able to provide, how he's grown a little bit. What have you been seeing or noticing and helping him with?
He's progressed a lot. You know, he had 6 assists, 0 turnovers in the second half of this game. Coach always challenges him to, you know, be more aggressive, to, you know, be a leader. You know, as a point guard, whether you're a freshman or not, you still have to take on at least part of a leadership role, just because that's inherent with the position. But he's doing a great job. He's learning quickly. He still has a couple of mental lapses every now and then, as do a lot of our guys, myself included. But he's doing well, and I think, you know, once he gets a taste of ACC play, he's going to be fine.
What's your read just on where you guys are entering conference play?
I think we're all right. I think we're in good shape. I just said a little bit ago we had 2 or 3 really good practices before this game. And then I think, you know, we're probably 3 or 4 good practices away from being really ready to compete in our league. And I think, you know, if we have a good week, going on the road shouldn't be a problem. We should be ready to go.
Second half, I feel like you guys might have broken out. Maybe the little funk that you were in, maybe the Northern Kentucky game or Davidson.
No, I think,
you break out.
Yeah, I guess you could date it back to earlier games, but I just look at it as a game-to-game thing. We were in a funk in the first half. We changed our mentality on offense. We weren't going to take stupid, quick shots. We were going to, you know, take pride in getting the right shot. And, you know, that's why you shoot 60% or whatever we shot in the second half.
62.9.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Coach, just talk about just you guys being unselfish in the second half. Was that a major focus for you all going into that half?
Yeah, he just wanted the right guys getting touches. You know, we were shooting some quick shots, you know, trying to go over the big guy a couple times in the first half, just forcing things that didn't need to be forced. And then, you know, Coach addressed that. He said, hey, you know, you're a basketball player, just play basketball. You know what a good shot is, what a good shot isn't. Just react and play ball, and, you know, don't force anything, and it'll be fine. And that's what we did.
Lots of...
What ways have you seen Kennedy progress, obviously, his first start tonight?
Yeah, he struggled a little bit tonight, but he's come a long way. Usually he's great at, you know, sensing where the defense is, making good passes. He's helped us on the boards. He's in a good enough shape now to play for you know, close to starters minutes, whether he's starting or not. So he's come a long way. We need him to keep improving, and, you know, just keep his mindset that he has to bring his A game every game in order for us to be a good team.
Do you all help him with the eating thing? You mentioned to me that some teammates sign around you, help him out with making good choices.
Yeah, I mean, if we go somewhere that wouldn't be a great place for him to eat, you know, he'll try to get something that's, you know, beneficial to him. He's very conscious of it now, a lot compared to how he was at the beginning of the year, where he would just eat whatever. But he's done a great job taking care of his body. I know he's not satisfied with where he's at, but he's come a long way. I mean, I don't know what it would be like to lose as much weight as he has and be in the position he's in. I was in the opposite boat. So he's done a great job, and I think he's going to continue to do that, especially, you know, next year. It's hard during the season to make any drastic changes in your body, but he's doing great for us.
After the Davidson game, you said you were exhausted. How much has Leslie's return been big in getting your minutes down and make it so you're not carrying such a huge load?
It makes a huge difference. Coach Williams texted me after the Davidson game saying he'd never play me 41 minutes again. So I don't know if it was a joke about playing more than a regular game's worth of time, but it is great to have another backcourt guy that's effective as Leslie is. He's a great shooter, and he just gets another body in the backcourt. That was probably our biggest need, was just somebody else in the backcourt to get down my minutes, just so I didn't have to play through stretches of being super tired and get fatigued, and I wouldn't be as effective.
Lots of